things are very, very good here in Milwaukee County. You know, people look at us around this entire country as a model for aging services. We work together collaboratively in this community to see that the needs of older people are met.
And in what form does that take place? Agency work or association work or direct services through Milwaukee County itself?
Oh, all of that. Milwaukee County pays for a lot of services, $200 million worth of services that help people stay in the community and stay well and stay active. But we pay for that through hundreds of social service agencies that go into people's homes and help them to stay well. But there are also associations, the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups, the Alzheimer's Association, the Older Adult Consortium, Aging Community right at UWM. Many, many organizations in this county strong and working together.
This outreach that you've just described is not static either, from what I understand. Is there a new group called the Wellness Council, and what will it do?
There is a new group called the Wellness Council. We're meeting tomorrow morning at the Department on Aging, as a matter of fact. This is an attempt by our Commission on Aging to bring together everyone in this community who provides any kind of wellness service or wellness opportunity for older people. And we're talking about healthcare organizations, universities, libraries, the Y, other fitness clubs, anyone who is concerned about the wellness of older people. Because we're all doing a lot, but we're not coordinating it, and we're not making sure that it's available to everyone. And that's what we want to do.
Libraries, what's their role?
Oh, libraries are, we found out, an amazing community resource. They have space. They obviously have materials. They have people who are interested in the health and welfare of their community. And they're just really excited to be part of this.
Why is it that some seniors, in your opinion, are able to live the kind of life that they want? Obviously, they must be taking care of some of the very services that you've just described.
Yeah, I think older people, for the most part, are very savvy about learning the way they want to live and then going about trying to do that. Older people now, as opposed to 30 years ago, are part of everything. They read about alternative medicine. They know about asking about their prescriptions and are they going to interact with each other. They're really part of everything that's going on. And so for the most part, they are finding ways to thrive and live in this community.
Stephanie Stein is with us. She is the director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging and part of our live broadcast this morning from the Pabst Theater, which is part of our Project Milwaukee coverage, Wise Today, Well Tomorrow. You mentioned the various agencies and other opportunities that older people have to reach out and connect. Are you meeting the need, or does the need for what older person, do the needs of older persons still exceed what's available?
Oh, some of them do. We are not in a perfect community. We don't have enough affordable housing with services in this community, and that's one of the things we're all working on together to solve, and we've got some great developers coming to the table to help us do that. We don't have enough specialized transportation. You know, when people lose their driver's license, they become isolated, and that's really bad. Being a part of your church and going to your beauty shop or your barber and getting to play cards with your friends is really, really important. And if you don't have the transportation to do that, you can't do those things. And that's another issue that we work on together all the time.
You mentioned housing. Is that affordable assisted living? Is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah, well, that's what people call assisted living. We in this community try and call it affordable housing with services so that people have the availability of things when they need them and they don't have to buy a package of stuff that they might not need. It's a fairly new concept. It's one that we're piloting here in this community, and I think it's going to be a national model.
Is it something that's market-driven? You mentioned the role of developers. Are they stepping up to take
a Oh, it's side? Really market-driven. We convinced one developer, here's a plug, Scott Stevenson at Sunstar Realty, to do this with us. He put up one building, Garden Place. He now is putting up two more. And Jewish Family Services, you're going to be talking to Gina very soon. they just got tax credits to do affordable housing with services. So people really are understanding that when they build it and they partner with us and with the community, their buildings are full. And that's market-driven. That's what people need.
Gina Bouchstein of Jewish Family Services will join us in an hour. Right now we're talking to Stephanie Stein from Milwaukee County. The whole range of services that you mentioned that continue to be offered to Milwaukee County residents, I sometimes wonder, where did that idea originate from, that there would be such an umbrella of services? Was it the vision of past leaders or something?
I think it was the vision of past leaders. People in this community came together and lobbied Milwaukee County government in 1986 to create an independent department on aging so that the needs of older people would really be a focus of both public policy and a place that would bring people together to solve these issues. And it's really worked. We're the only independent department on aging as a cabinet-level position in Wisconsin, and people really hold us accountable for solving problems and bringing people together.
I want to make sure I ask you this, based on all of the experience that you've had in working with older Milwaukeeans, what about those who are under 60? Are there things that they can do now that will help, not necessarily assure them, but let's face it, give them a better chance at having the kind of retirement years that they'd really prefer?
Sure, there are lots of things. People need to be aware and think about how they want to live, with whom they want to live, and what resources they're going to have to live maybe after they're 60, 40 more years. That's a long time, and that's lots of decades to go through. I think people also have to learn to be self-advocates, especially in the healthcare system. If people don't learn to look out for their own healthcare needs, professionals are not going to spend the time they need with them. And then I think people need to be public policy advocates to make sure that Social Security and Medicare, the bedrock programs that support older people in this country, are strengthened and strong, because they really are what keep our aging population in the best shape they can be.
Those two programs, are they in pretty good shape, in your opinion?
Social Security is actually in very good shape. You know, people who get on a political soapbox talk about a crisis in 30 years. I don't know any public policy that addresses something that's going to happen 30 years away. And Medicare needs some help. It needs some redefining. For instance, Medicare Part D is a disaster and is costing the federal government way too much money, and they need to begin negotiating the price of prescription drugs. But doing those things will ensure that we have a health care and a income security net for people for the rest of their lives.
Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Stephanie Sue Stein, the director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, joining us this morning as part of our Project Milwaukee coverage. We're at the Pabst in downtown Milwaukee.